It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
All right, welcome to the Subway pregame show, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. And I'm in Camby tonight for a big Camden Conference volleyball matchup between the Camby Lancers and the Minnesota Vikings, both teams state ranked. We got a little more important stuff to talk about right now. If you're with us on Q92 last week, I did an interview with Natalie Delmonico and Brittany Prito, and we talked about child loss. October is National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. And Natalie and Brittany join me, and we'll talk with Jessica here in a little bit, too. So quite a night for you guys, Brittany.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting to see all the support that we've gotten from everyone here.
Yep. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what's going on here tonight. Media a little bit. That's an understatement, maybe?
Yeah, we have gotten a huge response from our social media people telling us their stories, reaching out, knowing someone. It's been awesome.
Okay. Maybe some listeners didn't get a chance to do the interview. Just to briefly talk about your experience.
So I am a mother to Gracie Joe, who had passed away in 2017 from a rare disease. And this is something that I'm pretty passionate about.
Yep. And Madeline?
This June 15th, at our farm just north of Camby, we had an accident where we lost our son, Cade Vincent, who is a year and a half old. So we are bringing awareness and support to those people who have lost their children due to accidents or sudden death.
Okay. We have Jessica here with us, so we'll wait. We got 20 minutes to do a pregame here, so you guys can talk for 20 minutes, right, Brittany?
I guess so.
You did a good job on the, you were just talking in front of the whole crowd, large crowd here tonight. Natalie, you had people stand up. Talk a little bit about that.
So when Carrie approached us about doing this game, we knew as part of our mission is to bring awareness to how many people are actually going through this. And so we were brainstorming and trying to come up with ideas that we could really show people how common it actually is. In 2019, you don't think of people losing their children. That just doesn't seem right. And it's not right. So we came up with the idea to have some pens made. And my friend Matt in Wilmer at Rambo did an awesome job putting some pens together. They say, with angels' wings.
Yeah, I have one right here.
Yep, there's a dragonfly for Ivy, there's a butterfly for Braylee, and a heart for Kate. They're with their names all on them. So every fourth person in the door, we gave them a pen, and then we asked all people who received a pen to please stand. And so this statistic is that 1 in 4 people have lost a child or an infant.
Yep.
And so it was kind of, even to us handing out the pens, you know, to see it actually in real life person,
it's kind of
amazing. And yeah,
I didn't realize you were handing that out 1 every 4. I thought you were handing out to everybody. So that's 1 in 4. So that's what that was about. Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. And then Brittany, you talk a little bit about what the mission is.
Yeah, so our mission is to help with all aspects of child loss. So we kind of have the 3 unique divisions in our organization. We have Ivy's Hope that is geared towards infant pregnancy loss. We have Braylee's Butterfly for medical condition loss. And then we have Kate's Legacy, which is about sudden death and accident.
Okay. Talk a little bit about these boxes that you told the crowd tonight. What's the
gift
box?
Yeah, some of the services we offer currently are our grief comfort boxes. And so we have sent out a few boxes so far that have a few things in it that us as mothers who have gone through grief felt comforting, or at least a little piece you can during that fog. So we have sent out a few of these boxes to people recently who has experienced trauma.
Okay. And Natalie, talk a little bit about the Facebook page with Angel Wings.
If you follow us on Facebook, our name is With Angel Wings, and we offer a few different things.
Yep.
So one of the things is we post maybe inspiring quotes or articles that help you to understand maybe how to handle your grief, how to deal with your grief, that just things that other people have gone through as well, just so you know that you are not alone and there is help out there. Along with that, one of the services that we are currently offering at this time is to honor your child. So on your child's birthday or their angelversary, which is the day that they went to heaven with angel wings, we will post a picture of them and a little information about them that you want the whole world to know.
Yep.
Just because we feel and we have heard from other moms and dads that have experienced child loss, and one of the biggest things is we don't want our children to be forgotten.
Right.
And so we're trying to honor them that way.
Now, child loss is anywhere from pregnancy to 20 years old. If you lose a child, that like that. I saw a post you just recently did of this girl. She's wearing a nice little dress. Who was that and where was she from, you know?
Yep, her name is Nevaeh Earls, and my good friend Skylar, who lives out in Colorado Springs, that is their very good family friend. So she lived in Colorado, and so we're able to really, with Facebook, that's the wonderful thing, we can help and honor all children and families.
Right. Brittany, look at the crowd here. Everybody's wearing blue T-shirts. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is pretty cool to see just like the sea of blue across the audience.
That's right. So you have Cade Legacy, Braley Butterflies, and Ivy's Hope.
Yep.
That's a kind of a subdivision of With Angel Wings, right?
Yep.
You can go check out your Facebook pages too, right?
Yeah.
Somebody wants to contact you, maybe talk about infant loss or child loss, how can they do that?
Probably the best way right now is to contact us through our Facebook site. In the near future, hopefully we'll have a website. Also on our Facebook, we have our phone numbers too. So
okay.
You're definitely open to call or text us or however you feel comfortable.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Brittany, you're going to hand over the headset to Jessica. I finally get to talk to Jessica. Thank you, Brittany. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
If I finally get to talk to you.
I know, right?
Yeah, you didn't. You weren't able to be with us in the studio last week.
I was not.
Okay.
I live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, so it would have been quite the drive for that night.
Yeah. So I'm glad you're here tonight. Are you originally from Camby?
I'm originally from Camby. I'm the daughter of Doug and Kathy Sheik, and I'm a 2006 graduate of Camby High School.
Oh, yeah. You're still young then. 2006, right?
Everyone's young.
Yeah, everyone's young. That's right. So you live in Sioux Falls?
Live in Sioux Falls,
okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your experience with this.
Yeah, so June 15th, ironically the same day as Cade, my daughter Ivy was stillborn at 38 weeks gestation. We had gone in earlier that week and heard her heartbeat, and on Saturday it was gone. So obviously quite a shock to go through that and all the emotions that you process after.
Both of you very healthy?
Yes, very healthy. Both of us, we had lots of testing done afterwards, and they couldn't come up with a medical reason why.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you named her?
Ivy Addison.
Okay. Special reason to name her Ivy?
Yeah, so my older daughter, who just turned 4, his name is Wrigley. My husband is a big Chicago Cubs fan.
Oh.
So Wrigley after Wrigley Field.
Oh,
and when we were trying to come up with the name for our second daughter, Ivy Addison. So there's Ivy in the outfield at Wrigley Field. And then Wrigley Field is on Addison Street. So
yep.
The Chicago Cubs are in our heart.
There you go. I've been in the Wrigley Field a couple times. I knew where you were going with that.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Awesome. What do you think about tonight's event here?
I think it's amazing just to see the support of this community and seeing how many people truly are coming out to support this cause. And, again, the reach outs that we've gotten since the podcast you did or the blog that you wrote has been phenomenal, and it just warms our hearts.
I will say that it's the most listened to thing on a podcast. Over 1,100 people have listened to the podcast. That shows you how strong a story it is. Or, you know, it's about life. You know, I have a daughter-in-law that miscarried, and
hugs all around.
Yep. Anyway. When people ask me how many grandkids I have, I say I have 7. And one's in heaven. And I include that word. And I know it means a lot to her.
Yeah. And that's, you know, one of the questions that I had trouble with right away. So I've been reaching out to other mothers who have experience, and I say, how do you handle it when someone asks you how many kids you have? Like, what do you say? Because I'm going to be in that situation at some point. And I really want to provide that support for others as well. I want them to come and share their stories and ask us the hard questions that they have no idea what to answer with.
Right. Right. And that's what it's all about, right? With Angel's Wings. That's a great name. How'd you come up with that, Natalie? You know?
Brittany and I were just kind of, like, at the very beginning, we wanted something that was meaningful to Cade and meaningful to Braylee and meaningful to Ivy. And we just had, we were thinking about a logo, and I think the heart just came in, and then wings. And so in the process of our filing, we actually wanted to be on Angel's Wings, but that name was already taken by something else. And so trying to find an email address, I think, and that was like the only combination we could come up with.
Oh.
And we're like, well, we kind of like that name.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
Yeah.
Just want to encourage everyone listening right now just to write this down, WIP Angel Wings, and go on Facebook and like that page and send them a message. You know, got a lot of people, a lot of love in this gymnasium here tonight, isn't there?
That's an understatement, I think.
Yep.
And I'd just like to tell everyone, too, if you're on Facebook, share it with your friends. As we've seen earlier, you really don't know who's all experienced child loss because it's not talked about, and we want to make it talked about.
Yep, and that's what's happened to me since our interview. A number of people have come up to me and said, you know, my daughter, you know, or my son's wife, you know, had this experience, too, and I didn't know, you know, that kind of stuff goes on. So, well, thank you very much. We'll stay in touch, right?
Please.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And for what you're doing here, just stick around. We're going to take a picture. You got to have a selfie with Paul when you're with Paul, you know.
Of course.
Absolutely.
That's a thing now, you know, I guess.
So you have a Paul. Yeah. You have the stick?
No, I got a stick, but my arm's long enough. So.
Do you have a hashtag?
Yeah, I got a hashtag selfie with Paul.
Okay.
Oh, I can't use that. I don't. Anyway. All right. Thank you. Jessica Wohoff.
Yep.
And Brittany Credo and Natalie DeMonico here in the Camby Gym. And we got a volleyball to play. Did you guys play sports in high school?
Volleyball.
But Brittany, how about you?
Volleyball and dance.
Volleyball and dance. And
volleyball and basketball.
Basketball. You went out to play college basketball, right?
I did. Yep.
All right. So who's going to win tonight? Camby? What are you going to say?
Yeah, I think Camby's got it.
Well, you
got
to say Camby, right? Okay. All right. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks, Bob.
And we'll take a break here. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We got about 7 minutes here before the start of the volleyball match. And when we come back, I'll have your starting lineups. We'll talk volleyball right after this.
Fresh at Subway, subs made just the way I say.
I got it made.
Fresh at Subway, subs made just the way I say.
At Subway, you got it made exactly the way you say. Like the better for you turkey breast and black forest ham with spinach. Hit it with red onions, cucumbers, whatever fresh veggies you want. Still 4 grams of fat. You so got it made.
Subway.
Make sure you stop by your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.